the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
It's another Friday night of high school basketball here in Northeast Kansas. 92.1 KMZA, our game of the week, as Nemaha Central invades Centralia to take on the Panthers in what should be two great contests tonight. All four teams ranked in the latest Kansas Basketball Coaches Association rankings this week. We'll start with the girls' tough contest, and the boys will follow. Thanks for tuning in here on a nice, calm Friday night here in early December. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Getting you set for two very good ball games tonight between Nemaha Central and Centralia. And we start with the girls' contest as it's 3A number 7, Nemaha Central, and 1A D1 number 5, Centralia. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. Both of these teams undefeated. Panthers are 1-0. Lady Thunder are 2-0. And we'll start with Nemaha Central. Again, a perfect 2-0 start to the year. Wins over Perry LeCompton and St. Mary's. They'll have the same starters as we've seen in the first couple games. Mackenzie Henry, a 5'6 senior. Taryn Ganstrom is a 5'4 senior. A 5'8 junior, Ella Larkin. 5'10 junior, Addie Holthouse. And then Cassidy Rethman, a 5'11 senior. So again, for Haddon Hilchin in year 12, it is Henry, Ganstrom, Larkin, Holthouse, and Rethman. For the Panthers and their head coach, Roger Holthouse, year number 13, they are 1-0 after a win over Hanover on Tuesday night, 47-29. They'll go like this. Lena Haberkamp is a 5'5 junior. Jaden Wells, a 5'6 junior. Avery and Owen Dieters. Owen, a 5'8 freshman. Avery, a 5'8 senior. And then Abby Flinty, a 5'5 senior as well. So again, for Roger Holthouse and co, it's Haberkamp, Wells, Dieters, and Flinty. Again, thanks for tuning in. Great games across our airwaves here in Northeast Kansas. You can find the links, of course, online at mscsports.net. Also, if you have us on the airwaves here on 92.1, we appreciate the listens here tonight. But two games featuring four ranked teams. Again, Centralia, 1A, D1, number 5, and then Nemaha Central, number 7 in Class 3A, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association this week. So it is Holthouse and Avery Dieters, and we are underway. The tip is controlled by Centralia. All white uniforms, black numerals and lettering trimmed out in orange. The road purple uniforms for Nemaha Central. The turquoise letters and numerals, they are trimmed out in white. First possession of the game, Nemaha Central will go man-to-man defensively. Not much movement so far by the Panthers. They have it right now with Avery Dieters. Shaded a little more right on the top of the key. Guarded by Abby Holthouse. That'll be a good matchup all evening. Driving in. Pass inside. Whipped in. It did not touch anyone and out of bounds. And the first possession for Centralia is a turnover. So 35 seconds in. No score. Nemaha Central back for their first possession from right to left. Right side, it's Ganstrom. Dribbles to the top of the key. Addie Holthouse, a right corner three. This one long, but an offensive rebound. Stick back try is not there by Ella Larkin. And here comes Avery Dieters the other way from left to right. To Flinty, right corner. She'll spot for a tray. That one too long, and a rebound for Mackenzie Henry. No score. Just over a minute into the game. They want Addie Holthouse inside. It was a near steal, but out of bounds. It'll stay here with Nemaha Central. Coming off a win Tuesday against St. Mary's, 50-47 to move to 2-0. Here's Addie Holthouse, left elbow. Puts it on the dribble one time. Now right side, top of the key with Henry. They go inside, beautifully done, but a missed shot. Offensive rebound try and stick back by Rethman is no good, but she drew the foul. And she'll go to the line to try to break the 0-0 tie with 6:44 left in the opening quarter. Jaden Wells picks up the foul. That's her first. And Cassidy Rethman will go to the line to shoot a pair. 3 points and 5.5 rebounds per game through the first two. She misses the first free throw. The free throw shooting has not been ideal for Nemaha Central early on this season. Now 11 of 28 at the line as a team. Second one is on the way. That one is pure. So a 1-of-2 trip for Cassidy Rethman. And it's a 1-0 Nemaha Central lead. Here's Owen Dieters, who her first varsity game had 21 points on Tuesday in the win over Hanover. was very solid in that game. She hit five threes. Good defense on the far side of the floor. Knocked out of bounds by Henry. It'll stay with the Panthers. 6:29 to go opening quarter. It's a 1-0 Nemaha Central lead. Here's Owen Dieters with the basketball, the 5'8 freshman. Five threes on Tuesday night and 21 points. Here's Flinty, top of the key. Now works to the right elbow, backs it out. Now working back towards the free throw line. A straight on Jay is no good, but an offensive rebound and stick back try is no good, but tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. Jaden Wells had a second chance opportunity. It did not go in. 6:13 to go, first quarter, still 1-0. Nemaha Central thrown into the backcourt and then finally chased down by Avery Dieters. She'll walk it across the timeline, hand it off to her sister Owen at the top of the key. She'll back up to the center circle. She waist-high dribbles with the right hand, bouncing it left wing to Flinty. Flinty holds it high, now puts it down chest high. Reversing the basketball here to Haverkamp here on the right wing. They swing it. Flinty, left wing, thought about a three, turns it down. Baseline drive, spins into the lane. A lot of contact, no call. Battle for the rebound, brought down by Avery Dieters. Wants to go back up, tries to set it down towards Wells, and then Wells had it ripped away by Holthaus. Here's Addie Holthaus the other way. 1-0, Nemaha Central, 5:40 left opening quarter. Here's Henry, top of the key, drives, kicks it out. Gannstrom thought about a three, turns it down, gets it right back from Henry. Panthers right now, man-to-man defensively. It's been a struggle. Rethman gets a baseline drive. That one no good. Had an opportunity there, and Owen Dieters pulls down the rebound. Owen Dieters will step back for a triple. It's pure. Owen Dieters with a nice move. She's got her sixth three of the season, and the Panthers have their first lead at 3-1. Henry coming right back from straight down Broadway, and Mackenzie Henry can a three from straight on. She's now 4-8 from downtown this year. Nemaha Central back in front, 4-3. Baseline drive by Dieters. Draws the contact and the foul. This is Owen Dieters. That will go to the line. The foul's on Rethman. First foul against Nemaha Central. So Owen Dieters to the free throw line to shoot two. In 21 points in the win Tuesday against Hanover. She is perfect on the first, so she has all four of the Centralia points here in the first quarter. We're tied at four, 4:56 remaining in this first quarter. Get our first sub of the game as well. Second free throw is strong, and Henry chases the rebound down in the corner for Nemaha Central. We're tied at four, not quite halfway into the first period. Top of the key, it is Marley Lutz who has checked in for Nemaha Central. Baseline drive and a shot, no good, but a foul will send Taryn Gannstrom to the free throw line to shoot a pair. They get the foul on Haverkamp. That's her first, team second. Taryn Gannstrom will go to the line. She had 8 points in the win against St. Mary's on a Tuesday, averaging 5.5 points per game through the first two. She makes the first free throw, her first point tonight. Now 2 of 3 at the line on the young year. Get another sub into the game. Tatum Kramer, a freshman, has checked in for Centralia, replacing Jaden Wells. 4:43 left to go opening quarter. 5-4 Nemaha Central. Second free throw off the mark, no good, but an offensive rebound scattered out by Lutz. And then there's a steal, a turnover. And then that should be a travel, it is. And then it's given right back to Nemaha Central. Haverkamp lost her footing, slid across the line, and that's going to turn it back over. Now 3 turnovers against Centralia. 5-4 Nemaha Central. 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. First of two tonight. All four teams ranked in the latest KBCA rankings. There's a lazy pass, and then there's a turnover. There's a layup on transition there, left side. That one no good, and then a rebound is chased down by Henry. So Haverkamp really wish he probably had that one back. Should have had an easy bucket instead. Nemaha Central with it back with a 1-point lead. Nice ball movement. Holthaus, a short corner J, 15 out from the left corner. And that one is good. Addie Holthaus came in averaging 15.5 points per game. She had 16 points, 8 rebounds on Tuesday. And it's a 7-4 Nemaha Central lead, ties their largest lead here in the opening quarter. 3:50 to go, clock moving. Here's Flinty, a drive, a lot of contact, and they're going to get a jump ball. Good defense underneath. Marley Lutz, the 5'7 junior, forcing the turnover. That's 4 here in the opening quarter. Ellie Ruski, a 5'2 junior, is checked in for Nemaha Central as well. So under 3:40, clock moving, first quarter, 7-4. Nemaha Central, a slight 3-point lead and the basketball. Here's Henry right wing, turns, kicks it back, Gantstrom left wing. They want it to Holthaus inside, turns, face, her shot no good, and a rebound for Owen Dieters. Dieters has all four for Centralia here in the quarter. She wanted to step back for three instead. A lot of contact inside. It's tipped in the air. Her sister has it. Avery now kicks it back out for a short corner J, and it's knocked down by Kramer. Tatum Kramer, the freshman off the bench, makes it 7-6, Nemaha Central. Henry steps into a three, trailing down the middle, and that one is good. Rattled it home. And Mackenzie Henry has six, two triples now. Five threes made in the young season. It's back to a four-point Nemaha Central lead. We have picked up things offensively. It's 10-6. Under 2:50 to go here in the first. Here's Flinty. Left side, tip pass inside and out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. 2:43 left here in the quarter. Ella Larkin checks back in. She will replace Taryn Gantstrom. So Owen Dieters to throw this one in. Right side of the backboard underneath her own bucket. Looking. Now gets it over to top to her sister Avery. Top of the key. Back to Owen here on the right wing. Gets a screen. Now steps back top of the key. Not much there. Dribbling waist high with the right hand. Angles here right side. Gets it off to Kramer. Kramer, baseline drive. Gets to the block. Wraparound pass. Beautifully done. And assist there. And the bucket by Haverkamp. And we get a whistle in our first timeout. The 32nd timeout. We'll keep it right here. 2:23 to go in this first quarter in our girls' contest. It is Nemaha Central 10, Centralia 8. Our broadcast tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Find out more at peru.edu. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tam and packed gymnasium here at Centralia High School. Two good games on tap this evening. Got one final from tonight. Perry LeCompton girls, a win over Wellsville, 52-17. So Perry LeCompton gets their first win of the year, playing in their preseason tournament. Of course, stay locked in after the broadcast tonight, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Kirk Hillman, Brian Hertz will have that for you. Out of the timeout, good one so far. 10-8, Nemaha Central by two, coming up on the final 2 minutes in this first quarter. They get it to Lutz at the free throw line. Right now it's a zone defense presented by the Panthers. 2-3 fashion. Skips here to the left side on the wing to Larkin. Has the dribble, doesn't use it. Now Henry top of the key. Gets it inside to Lutz at the free throw line. A little more towards the right elbow. Her pass is taken away. Third turnover by Nemaha Central. Here's Owen Dieters, right side on the wing. Working to the top of the key. Spins at the free throw line. Stops, pops from 10. That one well off the mark, no good. And a rebound brought down by Marley Lutz. Her second here in the quarter. Nemaha Central pushing up the floor. Here's Larkin. Good entry pass inside. Easy money for Addie Holthaus, who now has four. That's the lead for Nemaha Central, 12-8. Down to the final 90 seconds here in the first frame. Here's Kramer. High right on the wing into the corner to Haverkamp. They want to go inside to Owen Dieters. Gets underneath the bucket. Gets it off to Flinty for a short J. That one's too strong, but Owen Dieters fights for the rebound. For a third rebound in the opening quarter. Top of the key, Haverkamp will tee it up. This one is no good, and a whistle and a foul. So Haverkamp's going to go to the line to shoot three. The foul is on Ruski. That is her first. And team foul number two. So Lena Haverkamp will go to the line to shoot three. She's got two here in the quarter. First free throw on the way, and that one's good. 12-9, Nemaha Central by a triple with a minute 12 left here in the first quarter. Second one up, second one is good as well. Two good-looking free throws there by Haverkamp, the two-year starter. She had eight and a couple of threes in the win Tuesday against Hanover. Flinty is out. Jaden Wells back into the game with Kramer, Haverkamp, and both the Dieters. Haverkamp trying to go three for three, and all three, pure as can be. She's got five. Owen Dieters has four, and Kramer has two for the 11 points for Nemaha Central, or correction, Centralia. But Nemaha Central still holding on to a one-point lead, 12-11. Now the final 60 seconds underneath. Addie Holthaus, beautifully done. Count it and the foul. Ella Larkin with a beautiful feed inside. Good backdoor cut by Addie Holthaus, and she's got six and a chance to make it seven with a three-point play. I believe they got the foul on Owen Dieters. That is her first, team foul number three. Addie Holthaus has been all right at the line, 58%. She knocks it down. It's a three-point play, and it's back to a four-point lead at 15-11. Final 50 seconds here in the first quarter. Top of the key to Avery Dieters. Now right side, it's Kramer. She's on the wing. Now back to Avery in the right corner. Holds it high, has the dribble, doesn't use it. Wells, left side to Owen. Wants to step back for a deep three. Yes. Owen Dieters. Boy, how about that? She's got seven. It's back to a one-point Omaha Central lead. 15-14. Good pace here in the first quarter. Another three on the way. This one no good. And then a rebound corralled there by Owen Dieters. She's having a great first quarter. 7 points and four rebounds. High at the left. She'll try it again. A heat check. This one too strong. And they're going to get the foul. So Owen Dieters now will go to the line to shoot three. Officials talking near mid-court, making sure the call is correct. Still waiting to see Ella Ruski picks up the foul, so it's going to be on the floor. So Owen Dieters will not shoot three. Lindsay back in for the Panthers. Henry will check in as well for Omaha Central. 15-14, Omaha Central, 16.5 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Panthers have a chance to take the lead here before the end of the frame and get it off to Owen Dieters. Couple steps inside the midcourt stripe. Standing tall there, wanting to play for the last shot. Now 8 seconds to go. Tapping her head with her left and dribbling with her right. Went through the legs and she lost it. Still on the floor. Picked up by Haverkamp. Over to Flinty. She doesn't get a shot up in time, so not very well executed by Centralia to end the quarter. But we got a good one. Omaha Central 15, Centralia 14. Back for the second quarter right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Mom! I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A good first 8 minutes here in our girls' contest. Centralia and Omaha Central. Thunder a 15-14 lead as we start quarter number two. Panthers with it, so a chance to take the lead here on this possession. Largest lead has been four for Omaha Central. Here's Avery Dieters, cut off. Here's a free throw line, Jay. This one is strong, no good, and a rebound brought down by Ella Larkin, who came in averaging 8.5 rebounds per game through the first two, leading the way for Omaha Central in that category. Here's Gantstrom, curls in the lane. Now Larkin, a baseline drive from the left corner, left her feet, tipped out of bounds far side, and last touch by Centralia. It'll be Omaha Central basketball. Henry to throw it in, far side of the floor on the sideline. As a Haverkamp to guard the inbounds pass, they get it to Holthaus in the right corner. Now back out to Henry, high right. She'll shade it back to the center circle. Now they reverse the basketball to Larkin here on the left wing. Larkin gets it right back from Gantstrom. Holds it at the hip. Gets it to the free throw line to Rethman. Hands it off to Gantstrom on the drive and lays it in, plus the foul. Nice little give and go from Rethman to Gantstrom. She's got her first bucket. She's got three. Chance to cap it off with a three-point play. The lead is 17-14, Omaha Central, 7:10 to go until halftime. Free throw on the way. This one rattles out, no good. Tipped out of bounds. It will go back to Centralia. So Avery passing it into her sister, Owen. Walks it across the timeline here from left to right. Gives it back to Avery, high right on the wing. Not using the dribble, now Flinty on the right wing, a little more towards the corner. Good cut, Avery inside, blocked down by Holthaus. Spins, now fires, that one no good, and a rebound for Cassidy Rethman. Omaha Central wants to push. Ganstrom thought about a three, turns it down. Now Henry won't turn that one down. That one is short from deep. Battle for the rebound, chase down into the corner, and it is out of bounds. It'll be Omaha Central basketball. Henry to throw it in, far side of the floor. 17-14, the Thunder lead, 6:40 to go until halftime. Henry to throw it in, Haverkamp guarding the pass. Get it off to Larkin, right wing. Inside looking for Rathman, good steal, picked off by Owen Dieters. Dieters right side on the wing, gets a high ball screen from Wells. Not much to it, good defense by Ganstrom, wants to spin at the elbow, no call on the bump. Now it's Flinty right side on the wing, pushing a pass all the way to the other side of the floor. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Omaha Central. Henry got her hand up in the air to deflect that one out of bounds. 17-14, Omaha Central by a triple. 6:21 to go until halftime. Panthers with it, their end of the floor. Haverkamp to throw it in. She's had a good first half, 5 points, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Owen Dieters, the leading scorer, with 7, Holthaus, the leading scorer for Omaha Central. She has 7 as well. This one's thrown into the backcourt, and that's going to be a turnover against Centralia. Now 5 turnovers here in the first half for the Panthers. Down 3, Omaha Central getting it back there into the floor. Henry to throw it in, right in front of her own teammates on the bench. Still looking. Haverkamp, good defense, now thrown out of bounds, and it's going to be another turnover. Omaha Central now with 5 turnovers themselves here in the first half. So the Panthers get it back down 3, 17-14, 6:06 to go until halftime. Cross the timeline from left to right, crossing over a couple times, now finds her sister Avery on the right wing. Wants a screen by Wells, working it into the corner, picks up the dribble, now Wells gets it back. Flinty at the top of the key, puts it down once, picks it up, left side to Owen Dieters. Dieters comes around the wing from left to right. She'll step back for triple. That one no good. Rebound for Jaden Wells. They'll keep the possession alive. Here's Haverkamp in the left corner. Cut off on the drive. Picks it up there. Now Avery gets inside in the paint. Gets inside and splits the double team and lays it in for 2. So Avery Dieters, her first bucket. She's got 2. It's 17-16 Omaha Central. Larkin to Rethman. Turned down a 3. Now Ganstrom right side on the wing. Started by Flinty, good defense there. Ganstrom again turning down what would have been pretty decently open 3. Larkin at the elbow will fire. This one too strong. Rethman and Dieters trying to fight for the rebound, and we get a whistle, and a foul's going to be called, I believe, against Rethman. That would be her second, team foul number 4. So that's the second foul on Rethman. She'll come out of the game. That brings in Marley Lutz. The Panthers, once again, an opportunity to take the lead. They're down 17-16, 5:10 to go until halftime. Here's Owen Dieters, gets a high ball screen from Flitzy, gets to the free throw line, not much there, hands it off to her sister Avery. Holding it high at the left wing, now dribbles back to the center circle, works to the right elbow, now backs out, thought about a 3, gets it back from Wells. Standing right there on the right wing, wanting Wells on a cut, not there, finds Owen at the top of the key, but she is bumped and fouled before the shot. Team foul number 5 against Omaha Central. This one against Ganstrom. That's her first. Here comes Tatum Kramer back into the game for Centralia, taking the spot of Jaden Wells. 17-16, Omaha Central. Panthers with it. Thunder with 5 fouls here in the first half. Centralia has committed 4. Owen Dieters, top of the key now to Flinty, winning a ball screen from Avery. Drives, splits 2. Ooh, missed the layup, no good. Rebound for Addie Holthaus, her first rebound here in the first half. Ganstrom left side on the wing, top of the key to Holthaus. They reverse the basketball near steal. Here's Henry, a baseline drive, whistle, and a charge is called. Flinty stepped in, took the brunt of the contact, and it's a turnover and an offensive foul as Henry picks up her first, team foul number 6. Still 17-16. We get a whistle and a timeout. We'll take one as well. It's a full. Good one here in the first half. 4:27 until halftime. It's Nemaha Central 17, Centralia 16. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilsonart, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Kansaland Radio.
4:27 to go until halftime in our girls' contest. A good one so far. Nemaha Central with a 17-16 lead here at Centralia. Panthers with the ball out of the timeout. Chance to take the lead. Coming up on the halfway point here in the second quarter. They want to set it up for Haverkamp. Straight on three. This one too strong. Battle for the rebound here in the near side corner. Flinty gets it. Good extra pass on the back side, and that's going to draw the foul. Send Kramer to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Tatum Kramer, the freshman, 2 points so far. Team foul number 7 against Nemaha Central. This one against Ganstrom, that's her second. Kramer had 4 points in the opener against Hanover. Can match that with a couple of free throws here, but won't do it this time. Off on the first. Ruski back into the game for Nemaha Central, replacing Ganstrom, who has the two fouls. 17-16. Nemaha Central by one. Kramer a chance to tie it here with a free throw. On the way, this one too strong and a rebound ripped away by Marley Lutz. So an 0-for-2 trip there for Kramer, and it's still 17-16 Nemaha Central. Lutz left side to Larkin. She stands on the wing. Panthers still in his own defense. Good pass inside, but a good deflect and a good jump in front. I think we're going to need a whistle and a foul. This is going to be on Abby Flinty. That is her first, team foul number 5. Nemaha Central to throw it in underneath their own bucket. 17-16 their lead. 3:49 left until halftime. Henry to throw it in. Over the top pass to Holthaus. Near turnover. They set up Henry in the corner. Well off. It's an air ball on the left corner. 3 and a rebound easy for Haverkamp. Haverkamp up the floor. Gets it to Owen Dieter's right side. Flinty left wing. Turns down a 3. Nice ball fake. Gets in the lane. A lot of contact. And there's the foul. The two shots coming up for Flinty. They'll call the foul on Ruski, and that is her third. Team foul number 8. So Flinty at the line will shoot 2. She has yet to score here in the first half. Chance to give her team the lead. Down 1, 17-16. First one's on the way, and that one's good. 5'5 senior Flinty had 3 points in the win on Tuesday against Hanover. That final again, 47-29 to get off to a 1-0 start. Centralia number 5 in 1A D1 this week, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Flinty goes 1-for-2. It's a rebound for Lutz, and here comes Nemaha Central up the floor. We're tied at 17. 3:25 clock moving here in the second quarter. A 1-2-2 zone defense, it appears, right now for the Panthers. They want to go inside. Holthaus nearly turned it over. Larkin gets it in the left corner. Now Lutz at the left elbow, turns, gets it back out to Henry between the rings out high. She'll stop, get it back to Larkin. They'll leave her open for 3. This one not there from the left wing. Battle for the rebound, ripped away by Owen Dieter. She's got 5 in the first half in terms of rebounds. Chance to take the lead. She wants to do it herself and step back for 3. That one no good. Finally, the rebound is settled out by Ella Larkin. That is her third rebound, and we're back the other way. This time Henry will slowly walk it across the timeline from right to left. We're tied at 17, 2:45 to go here until halftime. Larkin left side, quick pass to Holthouse at the free throw line. Free throw line extended out to Ruski. Baseline drive, kicks it back to Henry, right wing. Top of the key, it's Larkin. Has the dribble, now throws it to Ruski. Short corner right, she'll put up a shot. That one good for two. The 5'2 junior, Ellie Ruski. Her first basket here tonight, giving Nemaha Central a two-point lead, 19-17, under 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. Flinty inside, pass tip to turnover. Taken away by Larkin. Now Nemaha Central starting to slow the pace a little bit here late in the second quarter. They got a two-point lead, 19-17, now 2 minutes to go. Short corner, Lutz, left side. She's quickly double. Flinty knocks it away and comes up with a steal. Flinty up the floor. They want it to Kramer. Backside pass intercepted by Holthouse. It's like a defensive back reading the quarterback's eyes. And now Nemaha Central trying to push, and they turn it over with an errant pass. Turnovers aplenty here in the last 35 seconds and change. 19-17, Nemaha Central. Panthers get it back with a 1:46 left here until halftime. Avery Dieters will get a breather. Jaden Wells, Owen Dieters, Lena Haverkamp, Abby Flinty, and Tatum Kramer on the floor right now for the Panthers. They want to go inside to Owen. She's on the left block, spins on a double, draws the body and the foul. This one going to be on Lutz, which would be her first, team foul number 9. It is on Lutz. Owen Dieters to the line, 7 points. And 5 rebounds here in the first half. Again, 21 points, 5 triples in the win on Tuesday. Chance to tie it up, and the first free throw is off and no good. Avery Dieters is going to check back in, replacing the freshman Kramer. Down to a minute and 33 seconds here until half. 19-17, Owen will have another free throw, second on the way. This one's good. She's got 8. Elite Centrilia to lead all scores. 19-18, Nemaha Central by 1 with a 1:33 left here in the second quarter. So here's Henry, walks across the timeline from right to left, right down the middle, picks up the dribble, right side on the wing to Ganstrom. Henry gets it right back, left side to Larkin. Nice pass to Holthouse. Now a short corner shot for Lutz isn't there, and a rebound for Owen Dieters. Here comes Centrilia, wants to push the pace a little bit. Crossing over, wants to step back, not there. Flinty, right wing, wants to take a baseline all the way to the rim. No good, and a rebound for Ella Larkin. Coming up on the final minutes here until the end of the first half. 19-18, Nemaha Central by 1. Larkin left side on the wing. Teasing her to shoot the 3. She'll turn it down, backs up into the left corner, and called for a double dribble. 9 turnovers here in the first half for Nemaha Central. Redmond's going to check back in for Lutz. Final 54 seconds here in the second quarter. Panthers whip it down 1 at 19-18. 13th year head coach Roger Holthouse shouting out the signals to Owen as she brings it across the timeline from left to right. Crossing over on Ganstrom. Wanted to step back 3, not there. Flinty gets it on the right wing and a lot of contact inside. We get a whistle away from the ball. And the foul's going to be on Addie Holthouse, her first, team foul number 10. So that's going to put Avery Dieters at the line to shoot a double bonus. With 41 seconds to go here in the second quarter, chance to give her team the lead. 19-18 Nemaha Central. Avery has 2 points, 3 rebounds here in the first half. Her first free throw is up and good. She's got 3. And we're tied at 19. 17 of the 19. For Centrilia via 4 of the 5 starters. Kramer, the lone non-starter, with a bucket. She rattles in the second as well. She's got 4. And Centrilia takes the lead at 20-19. Final 36 seconds here in the second quarter. Pass here to Larkin, left wing. Top of the key to Henry. Right side to Ganstrom. Ganstrom not using the dribble. Here's Holthouse. Steps in from the free throw line. Her shot trickles in there. Addie Holthouse with 9 points to lead Nemaha Central. They're back in front, 21-20. Final 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It's Owen Dieters. About a step and a half in front of the midcourt stripe. Thunder rocking the man-to-man defense here in the final 10 seconds. Flinty, they want to set up Wells. Here's Owen Dieters, left side on the wing. They want to set up Haverkamp. We'll step in for a long 2-3 on the clock. That one no good. Battle for the rebound. It's tipped out of bounds with .2 on the clock. So not much time left. We'll see what they try to do here as Ruski's going to check in for Nemaha Central. Take the spot of Ganstrom here again, just 0.2 left until halftime. It's going to be Owen Dieters to throw it in underneath her own bucket. See what she does. Wants to get it right in. Not enough time. Gets it off to her sister Avery. Shot late, but not going to matter. So we've reached halftime in the girls' contest. A good one brewing between two ranked teams. It's Nemaha Central on the road, leading Centralia 21-20. Halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime in the girls' game here from Centralia. Lady Panthers trailing the visiting Nemaha Central Thunder by a score of 21-20. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabb, and thank you for tuning in. Again, our halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Well, a very entertaining first half. It was a tale of two quarters. Certainly a much more up-tempo style offensive efforts in the first quarter between the two. Then things kind of settled back. The pace slowed down. The scoring certainly turned down in the second quarter. It was a 15-14 Nemaha Central lead at the end of the first quarter. Both teams with just 6 second quarter points. We sit at 21-20 Nemaha Central here at halftime. Let's get you some of the first half numbers in this contest. We'll start with the leading visiting Lady Thunder. Addie Holthouse led the way, 9 first half points. 6 from Mackenzie Henry on a couple of threes, also 3 points from Taryn Ganstrom, and then 2 from Ellie Ruski, and 1 from Cassidy Rethman. 14 rebounds as a team. Nemaha Central 3-6 from the free throw line, and they committed 9 turnovers. For Centralia, they were led in the first half by the 5'8 freshman, Owen Dieters. She had 8 points and 6 rebounds. Lena Haverkamp with 5. Avery Dieters, her sister, Owen's sister, of course, had 4 points and a few rebounds. 2 points from Tatum Kramer, and then 1 point from Abby Clinty. Centralia also with 14 rebounds. They were 7 of 11 from the free throw line and committed 7 turnovers in the first half. It's Nemaha Central 21, Centralia 20. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments. The good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
Girls game at the half. Nemaha Central 21, Centralia 20. Good crowd on hand here at Centralia High School. As, of course, the leading scorers for both teams, Panthers led by Owen Dieters with 8, Addie Holthaus, leading scorer of the game for Nemaha Central. She has 9 first-half points. Got a couple of girls' finals from earlier this evening. Perry LeCompton, their first win of the year. They defeat Wellsville 52-17, and then Frankfurt moving to 4-0. They beat Manhattan Chief 35-17, winning their preseason tournament. Emma Hardwick and Addie Gross, all-tournament team for Frankfurt, so a good start for the Wildcat season. We'll see Frankfurt on Tuesday night. They will be at home against Valley Heights. Our next broadcast coming up on Tuesday next week. And then the Frankfurt boys getting by Manhattan Chief 65-62 in overtime. Wildcat boys are now 3-1. They finished second in that Waubunsee tournament behind the host Chargers of Waubunsee. Of course, we'll continue to update some scores in the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Of course, we'll follow our broadcast tonight, get all the scores and recaps from around Northeast Kansas. Again, our score here at the half in the girls' contest, Nemaha Central 21, Centralia 20. Battle of ranked teams should be a good one for the final 16 minutes. We'll take one final two-minute timeout. We'll come back. Second half coming your way next. You've been listening to the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show here on 92.1 KMZA.
Toys on sale now at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Hine and True Value is featuring all their toys marked down 20% through the end of December. But hurry in for best selection while supplies last. Hines have all the name brand toys like Ertl, Big Farm, Tommy, Brooder, and several others. And they carry many different sizes and scales. And remember, right now, save 20% on all in-stock toys at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon at 307 Main, downtown Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics, Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
First of two games tonight here on KMZA from Centralia. Girls contest set to start quarter number three and a good one brewing. 21-20 Nemaha Central by a point as we get set to start quarter number three. We'll switch sides. Nemaha Central will work left to right offensively. Centralia back the other way. From right to left. Centralia number 5 in Class 1A D1. Nemaha Central number 7 in Class 3A. Both these teams have yet to lose. Thunder 2-0. Panthers are 1-0. Alright, so we're underway. Quarter number 3. Nemaha Central with it. Across the timeline near turnover. Henry does a nice job keeping that one. Some pressure here early by Centralia, but the Panthers kind of settle back a little bit after nearly forcing a turnover. Top of the key, Ganstrom. Now off to Henry. Right side to Holthouse on the wing. Holds it high. Rifles one into Redmond. She'll drive towards the block. Has to pick up the dribble. Now Holthouse top of the key. Right side to Larkin. Between the wing and the corner. Now Henry reversing it left side to Ganstrom. They leave her open. She'll fire a three. She made him pay. Darren Ganstrom has 6. And it's a 4-point lead for Nemaha Central at 24-20. Good start for them here in the third quarter. First possession here for the Panthers in the third. They'll get it to Haverkamp. Left side to Wells. She's in the corner. Redmond giving her all sorts of room. Now Owen Dieters gets it. Curls. Top of the key. Long two. That one short. And a rebound for Holthouse. Holthouse. Left side. It's going to be Ganstrom again. Heat check. In and out. Halfway down. Battle for the rebound underneath, and then it's saved underneath, and then picked up by Centralia. So Centralia down 4, 24-20, 6:40 to go here in the third. Owen Dieters crossing up, gets by the defender, a lot of contact, no call. They're going to be, or it's going to be called on the floor. It's our first foul here in the second half. They get this one on Ganstrom, that's her third. So Owen Dieters to throw it in, left side of the backboard. Slaps it in her hands, holds it chest high, now rifles it over the top. High left here to Flinty. Flinty has the dribble, doesn't use it. Avery Dieter's right wing. Head of steam driving to Holthouse, getting all the way underneath the bucket, left her feet. Nearly turned it over, but gets it off to Haverkamp. Now Flinty, right corner to Wells. She'll fire a long two. This one no good. Backside rebound brought down by Henry. Here comes Nemaha Central up 4. 24-20, 6:15 and counting third quarter. Here's Larkin. To the top of the key, over the top pass, now they want to go inside, they get it to Holthouse, she'll turn, fire, left it short, Flinty the rebound off the other way. Flinty drives all the way into Holthouse, and then we get a blocking foul on Holthouse. So Holthouse picks up first, second, team foul number 2. It's on the floor. So Dieters to throw it in underneath her own bucket. Looking for his sister Avery. Dead over the top. They get it off to Flinty. Couple steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Now works it up right wing. Over the top pass. Wanting Avery inside. Too much on it. And it's a turnover. That was well defended inside by Rethman and Holthouse. Just not much room to get that pass over the top. First turnover of the second half on either team. 24-20, Nemaha Central by 4 with the ball, 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Rethman top of the key, left side to Ganstrom, closed out quickly by Flinty, she drives by her, her shot is no good, battle for the rebound ripped away by Owen Dieters, getting it off to her sister Avery. Owen is certainly flirting with a double-double here early in the third quarter, she has 8 points and 8 rebounds. She wants to fire a 3 left wing. No good, but Flinty the rebound will get a reset. 24-20, Nemaha Central by 4. 5:14 to go, third quarter. Wells to Owen Dieters on the right side. She'll back up on the wing. Wants to do a little dance with the basketball. Spins to the right corner. Gets it back out to Flinty, high right. Flinty gets to the free throw line. Wants to stop and pop. Beautiful feed to Wells, and she'll lay it in. Now we get a whistle and a timeout. First bucket for Wells. All five starters have now scored. 4:55 to go, third quarter, 24-22. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit as well. Again, 24-22, Nemaha Central, under 5 to go, third quarter. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central with the basketball, working for Holthaus inside. Pass deflected out to Rethman. They'll reset top of the key with Henry. Coming up on the halfway point, quarter number three, 24-22, Nemaha Central. Holthaus will trigger from downtown. That one no good. Battle for the rebound, ripped away by Rethman, trying to fight inside, and then finally lost the handle and taken away. A turnover, number 10 for Nemaha Central here in the ball game. Chance to tire, take the lead for Centralia, down two. No hesitation. Haverkamp fires a three. It's an air ball. Out of bounds back to Nemaha Central. Their lead is two, 24-22, 4:10 to go until the end of the third quarter. Rethman is out. Lutz back in. She'll throw it into her teammate Henry, who walks it up the floor. Nemaha Central led 15-14 after one, 21-20 at the half. Larkin turns down a corner three. Instead, they want Holthaus inside. A lot of contact on her shot. No call and a rebound to Flinty. Now Flinty pushing it up the floor to Owen Dieters. Wants to take it coast to coast. Her layup a bit too strong. And a rebound brought down by Larkin. Larkin has not scored in the game. Came in averaging nearly 10 per. Through the first two, but she has five rebounds. 24-22, Nemaha Central. Lutz in the left corner, wants Holthaus inside. Avery Dieters doing everything she can to front. Here's Larkin. Wants to drive baseline left. Left her feet, and that one is turned over. Threw it right into the hands of Avery Dieters. Had 9 turnovers in the first half, make it 11 with a couple here in the third quarter. Get a whistle and a foul on the floor. It's Ruski now with 4. Kramer in for Centralia. Gannstrom back in for Nemaha Central. Take that back. Ruski with 3 fouls, not 4. 3 fouls committed here in the third quarter by Nemaha Central. Centralia has yet to commit a foul here in the second half. 3 minutes to go here in the third. 24-22, Nemaha Central by a bucket. Panthers with the basketball. Chance to tie or take the lead. Owen Dieters in the right corner, spinning on Gannstrom. Great defense, and they're going to call a 5 count. Solid defense by Taryn Gannstrom to force the TO. Turnover number 9 by Centralia. Thunder get it back with a 2-point lead. 2:48, clock moving third quarter. 24-22 our score. Henry hands it off to Gannstrom. Works it back towards the top of the key. Now left side on the wing to Henry. Barking out signals to each other. Now Gannstrom gets it right back. Angles left. Sends Henry through. Ruski sends it back over here to the right wing for three. This one is good. Mackenzie Henry, 9 points and three threes. And it's a 7-point advantage at 27-22, or I should say 5-point advantage. And then we get a whistle here away from the ball and an offensive foul. It's going to be called on Flinty. That's her second and the first foul against Centralia here in the third. 27-22, a 5-point advantage for Nemaha Central. They get the ball back with 2:10 to go here in the third. Henry left side to Ganstrom on the wing. Henry gets it right back top of the key. Panthers sitting in a zone defense. They've been off and on with that zone throughout the course of the ball game. Ruski, a nice baseline drive after a pump fake, and then we get a whistle and a foul, or I should say they're going to call a jump ball underneath with Owen Dieters and Lutz, and the possession arrow gives it back to Centralia. Jaden Wells back into the game for Centralia, taking Owen Dieters' spot. A minute 53 here left in the third. It's a 27-22 game. Nemaha Central by five. Now Thunder showing a little pressure here in the full court. A 1-2-2 press. Ruski at the top of it. Haverkamp steps across the timeline, picks up the dribble in a not very good spot, and Roger Holthaus has to burn a timeout. That's the last thing you want to do is walk it one step across the timeline and pick up the basketball when the opposing defense is trying to set the press and get a double team on you. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Buck 43 left here in the third. Nemaha Central 27, Centralia 22. 9 points apiece from Mackenzie Henry and Addie Holthaus. And then 8 points for Owen Dieters to lead Centralia. Of course, the boys game will follow here tonight. Should be a good one as well. Panthers lost their matchup with Hanover on Tuesday night, 63-41. But Hanover right now, the number one team in 1A-D2. Thunder boys are 2-0, coming off a win over St. Mary's on a Tuesday. That final was 60-52. We saw them at Perry LeCompton last week. And this Thunder boys team, I think, certainly going to make some noise in the Big 7. They got a talented roster, so Centralia will have a tough test here tonight at home under front of their fans and what's a really good crowd to this point. Final 93 seconds here in the third quarter, out of the timeout. Panthers down five with the basketball. 27-22 is our score. Flinty top of the key. Haverkamp working at right wing. Picks it up there. Now Avery top of the key. Wants to drive inside. Left her feet. Top of the key. Here's Flinty. Gets to the elbow. Pass deflected and intercepted. Holthaus comes away with the steal. Good pass inside to Lutz. Nearly lost it out of bounds, but saves it. And we're going to get another timeout. This one called by Nemaha Central with 65 seconds remaining here in the third. It's a 30-second timeout, so we will go ahead and keep it right here as well. We've mentioned a couple of finals already here tonight. Some girls' finals from earlier. Perry LeCompton, their first win, 52-17. They defeat Wellsville. Frankfort goes to 4-0. They win the Wabunsee tournament, defeating Manhattan Chief 35-27. Emma Hardwick, Patty Gross on the all-tournament team there. And then the Frankfort boys, 65-62 over Manhattan Chief in overtime. Wildcat boys are now 3-1 on the season. Out of the timeout, 27-22. The 5-point Nemaha Central lead with 65 seconds remaining here in quarter number three. Thunder with it and the lead. Play at their half of the floor. Henry throws it into Holthaus, top of the key. Hands it off right back to Henry. They'll get the offense set. Under a minute to go here in the third. Here's Ganstrom. Takes it inside. Now Holthaus top of the key. Picks it up after one bounce. Gets it off to Ganstrom. Ganstrom dribbles a few times with the right hand. Right side to Holthaus. Wants to put it on the floor. Baseline right. Skips it. Left corner three on the way. This one short off the rim. Holthaus gets her rebound. Another rebound. Getting another one and fighting on the floor. This should be a jump ball. And the possession arrow keeps it here with Nemaha Central. So Holthaus fighting underneath for opportunities. Keeps the possession alive. Now 36 seconds remaining here in the third. 27-22. It's been rather low scoring since the first quarter. Here's Larkin with it. High right on the wing. Henry in the corner. Avery Dieters doing a good job inside, fronting Addie Holthaus, not allowing an easy entry pass. Now Holthaus skips to the left corner, gets the ball. Top of the key now at Ganstrom. She'll drive. Backs down into the right corner. Good defense there by Wells. Pass inside. Lutz. Difficult shot through traffic. That one no good. And a rebound for Kramer. Here comes Centrilia. 9 seconds to go until the end of the third. Owen Dieters with it. Getting a ball screen from her sister Avery. Steps back a deep wing three. This one off the rim. No good. Holthaus the rebound. And that's the end of three. A 5-point Nemaha Central lead heading to the fourth. Thunder 27. Panthers 22. Back for the fourth here in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
KMZA.
Final 8 minutes here in the girls' contest. The good one is on 27-22, Nemaha Central by 5. There was just 8 total points scored in the third. Thunder outscored Centralia 6-2. The Panthers certainly struggling here in the second half. Dieters well off on a 3, but Flinty gets the miss and scattering towards the rim and is going to earn a trip to the free throw line. 27-22, 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. Holthaus picks up her third foul. Flinty goes to the line to shoot two. She's connected on 1 of 2 from the line in the game. That's her lone point so far. Make it 2 as she knocks in the first. Centrilia hits 7 of 11 from the free throw line in the first half. Back to within 4, 27-23. Flinty up, and this one too strong, and Rethman the rebound. And then we get a whistle, and I think we got an intentional foul called against Avery Dieters. Never mind, just a regular foul. Looks like he had put up the X for the intentional foul, but I think he just meant on the arm, so it wasn't intentional, shouldn't have been intentional. It's the second foul on Avery Dieters. It's a 4-point game. Nemaha Central getting through a little bit of pressure. Holthaus right side to Larkin in the corner. Right back to Holthaus, high right. 33 seconds into the fourth. 27-23. Nemaha Central. Here's Henry with a drive. Difficult shot. That one no good. Offensive rebound. Stick back good and one. Addie Holthaus. Double figures now with 11 and a chance to cap it off with a 3-point play. 29-23. The lead is now 6. Fouls on Flinty, her third. Free throws pure. 12 points for Addie Holthaus. The largest lead of the game, now 7. 30-23, Nemaha Central. Centrilia has scored just 3 points since halftime. It has been tough sledding for the Panthers offensively here in the second half. Flinty left side on the wing, wants to step inside the free throw line, kicks it out to Avery Dieters. Might have got away with a walk. Baseline drive on Holthaus and out of bounds. I think we're going to get a foul. Well, the official underneath the bucket was ready to say out of bounds, but Avery gets bailed out. They're going to call a foul. Team foul number 5 against Nemaha Central. I believe the foul was on Addie Holthaus, and it is, and that's her fourth. So Holthaus, the leading scorer, has to come out with 4 fouls. Just under 7 minutes to go here in the ballgame. See if the Panthers can make a move. They need to. Nice entry pass. Avery Dieters, her shot missed. A lot of contact, but Owen Dieters will chase it down into the corner, keep the possession alive, and then trying to throw it off a defender, and it's not going to work, and we get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow back to Nemaha Central. 11 turnovers in the ball game for Centralia. They trail 30-23 with 6:43 left in the game. Gannstrom to throw it in. Gets it to Ruski, who checks back in. Gets it off to Henry. Up the floor near side to Larkin as they break the pressure. Larkin picks it up on the right wing. Gets it off to Ruski. Back up to Henry. Pass tipped. Intercepted. Taken away by Haverkamp. Wants to work it up the floor. And then her pass is tipped and intercepted. Here's Ruski up the floor for Nemaha Central. Gets to the baseline. Wants to wrap a pass around inside. Instead, it's a turnover as Flinty comes away with a steal. Pretty sloppy here the last 35 seconds or so. Flinty picks up the dribble. Top of the key to Wells. 6:10. Clock moving fourth quarter. 30-23. Nemaha Central by 7. Flinty puts her head down. Drives to the rim. A lot of contact and gets the foul. It's going to be on Refman. That's her third. Stops the clock at 6:01. Lindsay will go to the line to shoot two. She's 2 of 4 at the line in the game. Team foul number 6 against Nemaha Central, so the rest of the way, Centralia will be in the bonus. Panthers have only committed 3 fouls here in the second half. First free throw on the way. This one is good. 3 points for the 5'5 senior, Abby Flinty. She is 3 out of 5 at the line. One more to go. Nemaha Central lead now 6, 30-24. Second on the way, that one's good as well. 4 points for Abby Flinty, and the lead is 5 for Nemaha Central at 30-25, under 6 minutes to go. Larkin at the free throw line. Wing left, Ruski a drive. Floats it with the right hand, that one no good. A rebound for Avery Dieters. Dieters, kind of a quiet night, 4 points and 4 rebounds. Her sister Owen with 8. Here's Haverkamp, short corner J. This one too strong. Rebound backside by Larkin. Larkin hasn't scored, averaging 9.5 coming into the game, but she has collected 6 rebounds. 30-25. Pass deflected, picked off by Flinty. Another turnover. Both teams, a slew of turnovers here in the fourth quarter. Centralia with it, down 5. 30-25, under 5:20 to go in the game. Centralia has just scored 5 points here in the second half. There's a whistle and a foul. This is going to put Centralia at the line. Flinty for a 1-1. It's going to be team foul number 7. They get it on Ella Larkin. That's her first. So Flinty to go to the line. All 4 of her points via the charity stripe. 4 of 6 at the line. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout. Before these free throws, Thunder take the timeout. The full timeout will follow suit. Fourth quarter, 5:14 to go. Nemaha Central 30, Centralia 25. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers 1 tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, free throws coming up for Centralia's Abby Flinty. It's a 1-1 opportunity. First one on the way, first one's good, so she'll get the bonus. All 5 of her points via the charity stripe. The lead is 4 now for Nemaha Central at 30-26, 5:14 left in the game. Battle of ranked teams here tonight. Both teams undefeated. Centralia 1-0, Nemaha Central 2-0. Lenti goes 2 for 2. She has 6. The lead is 3. 30-27. Thunder with it and the ball. Gamstrom head of steam. Had it knocked away by Haverkamp, but gets it back. They want to go inside. Lutz, her shot up and in. Beautifully done on the right block. Marley Lutz, her first bucket. A big time to get that. Extends the lead back to 5 at 32-27. We're under 5 minutes to go. Top of the key, Avery Dieters gets it off to Flinty. Shaded right wing. Holds it at the waist. Gets it off to now Haverkamp. Avery gets it back. Jersey untucked. Ball fakes inside. Gets it off to her sister Owen on the left wing. Bouncing to the left elbow. Nice little swing pass inside to her sister Avery, and she lays it in. She's got 6. And we get another timeout with 4:26 to go. Centralia takes it. I believe it's a full. It is. We'll follow suit. Fourth quarter, 4:26 left. Nemaha Central 32, Centralia 29. Good one coming down the home stretch. Back in a quick sec here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Centralia putting on a little bit of pressure here in the full court. Nemaha Central does break it, though. Coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth, 32-29. Nemaha Central holding on to a three-point lead. Holds out top of the key, works right elbow. Now backs out into the right corner. Guarded by Avery Dieters. Picks up the basketball, top of the key to Henry. Nice pass inside to Luce, and she'll draw the foul. Luce will go to the line. She's made a couple plays here in the fourth quarter. A chance to extend the lead at the free throw line. They get the foul on Jaden Wells. That's her second. Team foul number 4. So Marley Luce will go to the line for 2 big free throws, and she is good on the first. She has 3 points to go along with 4 rebounds. Second one on the way. This one well off, no good. She goes 1 for 2. The lead is 4. Rebound for Avery Dieters. Here comes Centralia, trailing 33-29, 3:50 to go in the game. Flinty, top of the key to Wells. Now Owen, top of the key, gets the handoff there, works left wing, now to the baseline, backing it out left wing. Flinty, top of the key, hand down, man down, she'll fire a 3, nearly banked it in, no good. And then a rebound by Taryn Gamstrom. She'll pull it out the other way. Inside to Lutz. And she'll draw the foul again. Good extra pass inside. And Lutz right back to the line to shoot 2 more. Abby Flinty picks up her 4th foul. Clock is stopped at 3:29 here in the fourth quarter. 33-29. Centralia trailing by 4. Lutz at the line for 2 to extend. She's strong on the first, no good. Here's Tatum Kramer back into the game for Centralia, replacing Flinty. Luch trying to make it a 1-for-2 trip. This time, no, she doesn't. It's off, no good. Rebound, Owen Dieters. Here's Owen. Steps back. Thought about a 3. Instead, it's going to drive baseline. Here's a short corner shot. That one rattles in. Tatum Kramer has 4. And it's 33-31, a 2-point Nemaha Central lead, just over 3 minutes to go in the game. Here's Larkin, Gets by a defender. Turns. Kicks it to Gannstrom. Top of the key to Henry. They'll slow it down here. Now with 3 minutes to go. Here's Lutz. Her pass tipped into the backcourt and out of bounds. Nearly a steal for Haverkamp. Crowd applauding the effort there. So here comes Holthaus back into the game for Refman. Holthaus with four fouls. The leading scorer with 12 for Nemaha Central. Their lead is 2, 33-31, 2:52 left in the game. Haverkamp, both Dieters, Wells, and Kramer on the floor for Centralia. Gannstrom, Holthaus, Larkin, also Lutz and Henry in the game for Nemaha Central. Here's Gannstrom left wing. They want Holthaus inside on the block. Quickly doubled. She kicks it back out. Lutz reversing the basketball. Gets it right back. Top of the key. Holthaus will set a screen. Backs out to the left corner. Gets it right back from Larkin. 2:25. Clock moving. Near turnover, but Gannstrom gets it. Wants a baseline drive from the right corner. Backed out. Good defense there by the freshman Kramer. Here's Holthaus from the left elbow. Works inside. A whistle and a foul on the floor. Well, Roger Holthaus does not like that call. It is team foul number 6, so the rest of the way, both teams in the bonus. They get it on Owen Dieters, her second. 33-31, Nemaha Central. They have the ball underneath their own bucket with 2:16 to go. Henry wants to throw it in, trying to find Holthaus. Kicks it out, Gannstrom for three, and a monster triple from Taryn Gannstrom. She's got 9, the lead is 5. 36-31, 2:04 to go in the game. Quincy turned down a left corner three, backs it out to Owen Dieters. Under 2 minutes to go, a monster three there by Gannstrom. Here's Quincy, right elbow, wants to pass it out, and Larkin comes away with a steal. And then we get a whistle, and I think we're going to get a foul on Larkin. She swung the elbow through and caught Avery Dieters in the face. Down she goes, and they call the foul on Avery Dieters. So that's going to put Larkin at the line for a 1-1. Both teams, 17 fouls. We're down to a minute 47 left. 36-31. Holthaus a chance to extend the lead. First free throw on the way. She got that one. That's the first point. Ella Larkin was averaging 9.5 points per game through the first two. Second one up. This one gets a kind roll off the back iron. So two big free throws, and now ties for the largest lead at 7 at 38-31. Now a minute 40 left. Big possession. Centralia plenty for three. Not there. Rebound for Centralia. Larkin gets it down, and now the Thunder push it up the floor in a good spot. 90 seconds left in a 7-point lead. And we're going to get an offensive foul. Wow, they're going to call Addie Holthaus for an offensive foul, and she is fouled out of the game. 12 points and 5 rebounds for the 5'10 junior. Arguably Nemaha Central's best player. We'll have to sit out the final 89 seconds with their team up 7, 38-31. Panthers getting the ball back after the turnover. Panthers desperately need a bucket. They have struggled offensively here in the second half. That pass tipped from the top of the key, and we're going to get a whistle, and I believe it's a jump ball. Possession keeps it. Here was Centralia with a minute 19 to go. Nemaha Central 38, Centralia 31. Final minute 19. And Owen throws it off the back of the defender, Ella Larkin, and she lays it in. Oh, how about that trickeration? Owen Dieters in the double figures with 10. It's a 5-point game, 38-33. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Final minute 16 left in the game, 38-33. Nemaha Central by 5. Back for the closing moments here in a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, we get a whistle and a foul on Centralia. That'll put Nemaha Central at the free throw line. Owen Dieters picks up the foul, her third. This sends Mackenzie Henry to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Nemaha Central up 5, 38-33, buck 15 to go. So big free throws coming up. First one on the way. This one off, no good. Rebound for Avery Dieters. Big opportunity here, down 5. Here's Owen Dieters with it. Spins, takes it all the way. Her layup no good. Flinty gets the rebound. Her layup try is back up and in. 8 points for Abby Flinty. It's a three-point game with 55 seconds to go. Nemaha Central with the lead and the ball. There's a whistle and a foul. They get this on Haverkamp. That's going to be her second. Stops the clock at 50 seconds. This puts Gannstrom at the line. It's team foul number 9, so still just a 1-1 opportunity. Big free throws here for the 5'4 senior Gannstrom. 9 points in the game. First one up, and it's good. Gannstrom in double figures with 10. First time in 3 games she has cracked double figure scoring. She had 8 against St. Mary's on Tuesday. Second free throw up, no good, and chased down in the corner by Haverkamp. Here's Avery Dieters, baseline drive. They're down 4. Flinty will set it. A 3, in and out, no good. Owen Dieters gets the rebound. Her layup is stuck back up and in. It's a 2-point game, 39-37, 29 seconds to go. Here's Rethman. They get it up the floor to Lutz. It's out of bounds to Centralia. That's a turnover. And Centralia gets it back down 2 with 25 seconds to go and a timeout, Nemaha Central. Oh, the crowd's loving this. 39-37, Nemaha Central. Centralia with the ball coming up out of the timeout. It is a 30-second timeout, so we will go ahead and keep it right here. Boy, this has been just a back-and-forth affair. No team has had a larger lead than 7. It was a 15-14 lead for Nemaha Central after 1. It was 21-20 at the half. Centralia scored just 2 points in the third quarter, trailed 27-22. We sit now 39-37, Thunder by 2. Centralia with the ball out of the timeout with 25 seconds to go. These two teams both ranked. Nemaha Central, number 7 in 3A. Centralia, number 5 in 1A D1. So we'll see how quickly they want to get something up. 39-37, Nemaha Central by 2. Here come the Panthers. Chance to tie or take the lead. 18 seconds. Here's Owen Dieters at the free throw line. Backs it out. High right. Now 14 on the clock. Gets it off to Avery Dieters. Top of the key. 10 seconds to go. Hands it back to Owen. She wants a 3 for the lead. Yes! She knocked it down! 5.5 seconds to go! It's a 1-point game, and we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. Owen Dieters gives Centralia the lead, 40-39. There's just 1.6 on the clock. I think they might have to put a little bit of time on. We'll see. I think the timeout came a little bit sooner. It's a full timeout. We'll keep it right here. as Owen Dieter steps back from the right wing and cans a triple to give Centralia a one-point lead. They add 0.9, so it's 2.5 seconds left for Nemaha Central, now down one. They've been leading the majority of the game. But Owen Dieter says, not so fast. I'm going to give my team the lead and make you have to earn the victory tonight. Centralia 40, Nemaha Central 39. 2.5 seconds to go. Thunder out of the timeout. We'll have the basketball. They won't have Addie Holthaus, their leading scorer, who fouled out earlier in the quarter. My goodness. Centralia scored just 8 total points in the second and third quarters combined. And now all of a sudden, a chance to maybe steal one here at home. It's a very good Nemaha Central team. We'll see. Both of these teams are certainly going to be competing towards the top of their leagues, respectively. All right, here we go. Out of the timeout. Nemaha Central, a chance for the win. 2.5 seconds to go. 40-39 Centralia from the far sideline. Nemaha Central, Gantstrom, fake, needs to get it in. Gets it to Henry, a three for the win. It's also good, and that'll do it. Mackenzie Henry had an opportunity at the buzzer and just missed off the right rim, and that'll do it. Centralia steals one, 40-39, the final score, an impressive fourth quarter by the Panthers to move to 2-0. Lady Thunder dropped their first. They're now 2-1. Our postgame coming up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our postgame is next after a wild first contest. Give us just a second to recap. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
My goodness, what a ball game in our first contest. Centralia battling back all game long. It was close throughout. Omaha Central multiple times had 7-point lead. When it came down to crunch time, it was Centralia who made the crunch plays, and it was Owen Dieters, a three with 2 seconds left to give Centralia a 1-point lead. That would ultimately be the final score, 40-39. Mackenzie Henry had a chance, had a decent look from three, from straight on, out of the timeout for Nemaha Central, for a chance to steal that one back, but ultimately it was off no good, and Centralia, trailing majority of the ball game, sneaks out a win, 40-39, moving to 2-0 on the season. Nemaha Central dropping there first. They fall to 2-1. So let's get you the final numbers in this ball game before we get you set for the boys contest coming up in just a little bit. Owen Dieters, the big time three late in the game, to lift Centralia to the win, a double-double for her, 15 points and 11 rebounds. 8 points and 7 rebounds from Abby Flinty. 6 points, 6 rebounds from Avery Dieters. 5 points for Lena Haberkamp. 4 points from Tatum Kramer. And then 2 points and a couple of rebounds for Jaden Wells. Centralia, 29 rebounds, 13 turnovers. They were good at the line, 12 of 17. Thunder dropped to 2-1, led in scoring by Addie Holtow. She had 12 points, 5 rebounds, but she fouled out early in the fourth quarter. That was maybe not early, but about midway through the fourth quarter. Holtow's fouled out of the game, the leading scorer. Certainly not having her on the floor down the stretch, a big, big part potentially in Centralia's comeback win. Again, 12 points, 5 rebounds for Holtow. Perrin Ganstrom also in double figures with 10. Mackenzie Henry had 9 and 3 threes. Also 3 points from Marley Lutz, 2 apiece from Ella Larkin and Ellie Ruski, and then 1 point for Cassidy Rethman. 25 rebounds from Omaha Central. They had 17 turnovers, and they were 8 of 16 at the free throw line. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, it's got to be Owen Dieters, the 5'8 freshman, who had 21 points in the first game of the season on Tuesday against Hanover in 5 threes. She has a double-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds tonight, and hits what is turned out to be the game-winning three with just a few seconds left to give Centralia the 1-point win, 40-39. So it's Owen Dieters, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank, once again in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So congrats to Owen on the accolade tonight and the big game for her, and Centralia coming back to get the win here tonight to move to 2-0. All right, now it's time to transition to the boys' contest. And both of these teams enter tonight ranked as well, despite a loss by Centralia on Tuesday night to Hanover, 63-41. Hanover, though, the number one team in 1A-D2 right now. But Centralia looking to bounce back against a very good Nemaha Central team that is 2-0. Under 26-year head coach John Thomas, they are number 6 in Class 3A. And the Centralia boys, also number 6 in Class 1A. Division 1. We'll send it back to the studios. Give us about 8 minutes or so, and we'll be back pretty quickly here for the start of the boys' contest. Again, the girls' final tonight, Centralia 40, Nemaha Central 39. See if we can have just as good of a contest in the second as we did in the first. Kurt, we'll take care of you back in the studio for a few minutes. We're back in just a little bit. Keep it locked. You're on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.